Well, so the current situation in our hospitals is devastating and completely unacceptable. Our health services are at a breaking point, and it is clear that total collapse is not far away. The overcrowding crisis is catastrophic and will continue to get worse if drastic measures are not taken as soon as possible. Yesterday, Letterkenny University Hospital in my constituency was the second worst affected hospital in the country, with 54 patients waiting on trolleys. I cannot imagine how stressful this situation is for those 54 people and their families. It is not only totally inhumane to have so many people left waiting for a bed, but it is also extremely dangerous. And it is estimated that hundreds of people die in Ireland each year due to the overcrowding situation. This government and previous governments should be ashamed of themselves. The severe shortage of beds in our hospitals is not a new problem. It has been raised in this chamber every winter for decades. Unsurprisingly, the politicians behind the crisis have not changed either, and I think that says it all. We had the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, as Minister for Health from 2014 to 2016, and the tarnisher, Micheál Martin, as Minister for Health from 2000 to 2004, and not only have things not improved in over 20 years, they have actually gotten worse. The tarnisher will remember the capacity review conducted in 2002, after which the government committed to provide for an additional 3,000 acute hospital beds. Despite this commitment to provide more beds, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments have not only not followed through on this, but they have actually allowed the number to drop continuously over the last two decades, with a significant dip after 2008. Minister, the government, one of the things the government always says is that the opposition have never proposed solutions. And I have, over the last year, proposed that you look to employ Cuban doctors to actually alleviate the crisis within the health service, which is feasible, which is doable, which other European countries do all the time. Portugal, Italy, Sweden have done it all. I've actually written to you, Minister, as well, without reply, that you haven't even responded and acknowledged that you have received a letter in relation to this. It's there if you ask for it, and those doctors can help alleviate the problems that we have in the short term while we're trying to do the other measures in terms of graduating further doctors and that as well. That could be done, but obviously you're not interested.